magisterium itself speaks about the mystery, which connects with the preservation of the evangelical message in the church. Now, please listen to that. The evangelical message by our Lord Jesus Christ was given to the whole church, not to one single person, not even to Peter, not even just to the group of the apostles, but the disciples at large. And the whole church is entrusted with the preservation of the message that the Son of God, as he told us, brought from the Father. Yes, but there is the question. Who can authenticate this message? Who will give the final answer? And there, ever since the beginning, the church believed that the apostles themselves are prime witnesses of this revelation. And then, after the apostolic age, the church continued to believe that the successors of the apostles, whom they called bishops, are the ones whom the Holy Spirit is assisting, not necessarily to have the deepest insight into the tradition, but to be able to authenticate what the permanent truth is. But you see, the problem is, they can authenticate, but they are not the only ones in possession. Therefore, when they authenticate, they must go somehow to the whole church and ask for enlightenment, ask what exactly the evangelical message means. In the 4th century, a very important question agitated the Christian communities, and it was about the incarnation. Who was really this Jesus Christ? Was he God, or he was like God? And it divided the Christian community. The issue had to be decided. And it was then the first time that the bishops from all parts of the church, although mainly from the East at that time, were called together into the council and answer this foundational question, whether or not the person whom they knew as Jesus Christ was true God from true God, or someone who was created by God, but made God-like by a special act of the divinity. And they came out with one single answer, that he was true God from true God. Now, we would call that today an exercise of the magisterium at the highest level. But what was it? It's a final judgment that we all need to follow. And therefore, the office of the bishops, especially when sitting in council, was conceived that the ones who are entitled to be judges in matter of faith, or we could say matter of doctrine. Later on, the church came to a new awareness that there are circumstances, necessities, when the successor of Peter himself need to speak up. There is not easy possibility for holding a council, and so forth. And then he can be an authentic witness to the faith held by the whole church. And I repeat it, he can be a witness to the faith that the church is holding. Therefore, we have here this element, magisterium means witnessing, not necessarily the deepest of knowledge, but final authentic witnesses in the circumstances. So, magisterium can be used in many senses. And on the highest level, we have ecumenical councils that speaks about the face of the church. Then, on a high level, if you like, the same level of the, as the councils, not subordinate to the council, we have the successor of Peter, who can speak in the name of the church. Then, of course, we can have the local bishops, but the local bishops are limited by their own church, and they witness the face of the whole church only when they speak in communion with the other churches and the other bishops in the community. So, different levels, the council, the Pope, and then the local bishops, they all exercise a capacity to teach, which may be more correctly could be called capacity of witnessing.